Hello folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes of music from, well, Roots, Branches and Beyond. We have a bunch of new releases. It's a new month, November, time for new releases. We're starting off with something from a band called The Gloaming. This is something called The Rolling Wave. I'll tell you a bit more about them in just a moment. This is show number 54. Thanks for joining me. In a lot of ways, this Irish band, The Gloaming, began with a question. It is said, the question would be, what would happen if you take Irish music and, you know, sort of the soul of Irish music, the melancholy of Irish music, and you meld it together with jazz and minimalist music and experimental music and contemporary classical music, and what would you be left with? And that's indeed what is heard every night when they do concerts and on their CDs. The musicians who started out on this odyssey, five of them, who all were musical masters in their own right, steeped in traditional Irish music. There are two fiddlers, a Sean Noss singer, a traditional Irish singer, a pianist and a guitarist. They came together and in 2014 they made their first CD, which won a whole basket of rewards and awards and so on. Second album was just simply called Two, which they recorded over a week at Real World Studios. And they've played an annual run of sold-out shows at Dublin's National Concert Hall and a variety of other prestigious concert halls around the world. This past March, they had seven sold-out shows in a row at Dublin's National Concert Hall. It was their only live appearances for 2018. And so to mark the occasion, they released this CD, which was called Live at the NCH, National Concert Hall. It's not really dancing music as we've known some Irish music to be, but it's more like soul-wrenching music. This is The Gloaming, and it's one of the new releases I'll be featuring tonight on Roots and Branches and Beyond. You might be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, which is 100.1 FM, right in the heart of Corner Brook, Newfoundland in the Bay of Islands, and thanks for joining me. If you are interested in getting in touch, you can always email me, Ivan at Boire, B-O-I-R, Bay of Islands Radio. ivanatboire.ca. So as I said, we have some new releases here, and I'm doing kind of a new thing this show as well, playing back-to-back two tracks from some of the new releases. Some of them are anniversaries, so a number of bands are celebrating significant anniversaries, and so they've released new CDs for that, and so we'll feature that kind of in the last part of the show. But next up we have from Quebec, one of the grand Quebec bands on the scene these days, and if you listen to this show, you know that I try to slip in Quebecois music whenever I can. This is a trio called De Temps en Temps, and lots of old songs, a great ability to give them new settings. If you don't know what Joie de Vivre might be, then you need to see this band live, and you will then know. Fiddle, accordion, harmonica, guitar, bouzouki, some other instruments, obviously the feet. You have to have the feet if you want to do traditional Quebecois music. They've each played in a variety of other bands over the years. A couple of them played in La Bottine Souriante for a time, which is Le Grand Père and Le Grand Mère of the last 40 years of Quebecois traditional music. This is their recent release. It's something called Consolez-vous, and the track I'm going to play is something called Dame Day.
Dans la plus haute branche, trois petits pigeons branchés.
Dans la plus haute branche, trois petits pigeons branchés.
Aussi trois demoiselles qui lui portent à manger. Dam da di da di da di da di da dam da di da di da di da dam da di da di da di
da dam da di da di da di da di dam da di da di da di da dam da di.
Et une qui porte du seigle et l'autre l'ange et le blé. Sa fenêtre qui les regarde passer.
Le prince passe sa fenêtre qui les regarde passer.
Où vont-elles ces trois dames? Vont-elles se promener? Dame de l'île, de l'île, de l'île, de l'île, de l'île,
de l'île.
Oh yeah, that's de temps en temps, and something new from them. And if you get a chance, pick up any of their CDs, one of the fine Québécois bands. That one's called Consolez-vous. And they do tour regularly throughout Canada anyways. So if you're interested, check them out at one of the summer festivals if possible. Next up, we have a band, a new release from a band from Ireland, from Galway. And they're called We Banjo 3. They're two sets of brothers, actually. And they find some common ground between sort of old world Celtic traditions and authentic Americana. And they play banjo and fiddle and guitar and mandolin. So people think of them as kind of a bluegrass band, but they call it Celtgrass. That's the name that has come up. And they're now... I've only been recording for about 6 years, I think, something like that. But this is their fifth album, just came out. And the formula is changing somewhat, and I think in a good way. They're adding in more variety, more instruments. I was very pleased this time to see, not that it means anything to them, but I was very pleased that they have some brass instruments, because it adds a kind of an interesting little touch and a different sort of texture to the sound as well. The name of the band comes from the fact that at the very beginning, they had three banjo players in the mix. But they've certainly diversified since then. But in the early days, it seemed like you had to play banjo or have a sibling in the band to get into the band. They all have lots of other awards for their instruments as well. I think the banjo player now has like 7 All-Ireland banjo awards or something like that. And they're well-traveled, and they've been in America quite a bit. I've heard, I was reading, somebody said that they are the Punch Brothers of Ireland, but I thought, oh, that's really wrong. That's very American to say that. I think that the Punch Brothers are the We Banjo 3 of America. So, anyway, that's just, Americans and Canadians kind of fighting over things like that. So this is from their CD, and I'm going to play two tracks. As I said, I'm doing something new, because people sometimes say, you know, Ivan, I kind of like that, and I wish you would just play a bit more. And so, this isn't anything about laziness on my part to find 12 different new tracks in my on my stacks, but I'm going to play one called Haven, which is an example of their songwriting, and it's a vocal, and then something called Dawn Breaks, which is a set of tunes, The Dawn Break, and The Highland Heather, and Bar Tra Reel, and it shows the variety. The brass is in there as well, but you can see how they've really got a sense for hooks and so on and so forth when they're writing their own songs. So this is new from We Banjo 3. The CD is called Haven, and we start off with the title track.
Lay down your weapons and lay down with me. We will stare at the stars and think what life could be. Highlander memories, we'll leave them where they lie. Could we make a choice for love and joy? The moon lights a path we can travel down. The river runs wild with what has gone before. Cast aside for new and more and more and more and more and more and more. Let me be your haven. We've had trouble, we've had strife, we've made our plans to march on towards the promised lands. Walk with me sky. We will make a choice for love and joy. The moon lights a path we can travel down. River runs wild with what has gone before. Cast aside
Indeed, that's Wee Banjo 3 in full glory, and that's from two tracks there from their recent release, Haven. First one was Haven, the second one was a set of three tunes, as you've noticed, because they left a nice little bit of silence in between. Sometimes bands just aren't that quite considerate, you know, and they just go from one to the next. But anyway, it's the Dawn Break in the Highland Heather and Bar Tra Reel. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening on a number of stations, including the Voice of One Bay, CHBB, which is 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, and thanks for joining me, and so glad to have you with us today. Next up, we have a challenge. If I were to ask you, do you play me a tune from a band, a quartet, they all play harmonicas, various kinds, from Finland, and the tune has to be a tango, which is a form of dance that originated in Argentina. It would not be very difficult because, you know, as kids say, no worries. The band I'm thinking of is Svang, S-V-A, with an umlaut, N-G, and they're from Finland, and their latest release is of all tangos. It's called Svang Plays Tango. And actually, oddly enough, maybe, tango has a special place in the hearts of Finnish people. And a famous film director from Finland once said that tango is simply our national music. Especially in the 20th century, after the decades after the Second World War, it was a ripe period for sort of ultra-melancholy in terms of tangos that were popular in Finland. And the lyrics of the Finnish tangos were almost always about longing for a lost love, or the melodies were always in a minor key, naturally. And Finnish people do love melancholy sometimes. I mean, if you've ever watched any of their films, you might kind of get that sense. And at every concert in Svang's history, they've performed at least one tango. So they've you know, come by it very honestly and decided to do a whole CD of tangos, which they released this past summer. In fact, one of their members has actually a PhD in harmonic arts in basically the harmonica. He's a doctor of the harmonica. So there you go. If you're young, you can tell your parents, look, I'm going to go get my PhD in harmonica and just see what they say. And if you're the parent, just relax, because you might end up in a great band like this. This is Svang. This is something called the Tango Humiko. So that, in case you've wondered, is what a harmonica quartet sounds like. That was Svang doing something there called a tango, Yumiko. You could be listening on MUN Radio, CHMR, and if you are at 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, thanks for joining me. And there's a variety of other ways you could listen in, including SoundCloud and some other stations of the National Campus Community Radio Association in Canada. And however you found us, you're certainly welcome, and we're glad you're here. Next up, I mentioned that there are three bands that I was going to play that have significant anniversaries this year, and so they've decided to release a CD kind of to celebrate that anniversary. And so we'll start off. Just before I do that, though, I want to slip this in. Was on an odd little piece here. I've mentioned that I have a friend, Wayne Mugridge, who I played music together with many times, and he's recorded a number of things. And he sent me an email just the other day, just yesterday, I think. And he and his brother were recording and playing and quite a bit. And they did this swing version of an old Appalachian tune. The tune is called Shady Grove. And he said, well, you know, if you want to, you can play it on the radio. So I thought, this is my chance to play something before even the producer gets to listen to it. So that's probably very dangerous. But it's his brother Bob is singing and playing guitar. Wayne's doing the lead guitar. Elaine Clark is on vocals, and there's some other folks as well. And if you're in St. John's, you'll probably get a chance to hear Bob. Maybe he plays at a number of coffee houses around town. And if you're lucky, his brother Wayne will be there as well. And if you see them, say hi from me. This is Shady Grove, their version.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Cheeks as red as the blooming rose, and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's a darling of my heart, the sweetest girl in town. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I'd say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. I had a big fine horse and oats to feed him on, and Shady Grove to stay at home and feed him while I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I'd say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, she was standing in the door, her shoes and stockings in her hand, and bare feet upon the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. A little boy, I wanted a barrow knife, and now I want Shady Grove to say she will be my wife.
Say she'll be my wife.
Shady Grove, my little love,
Shady Grove,
I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Pretty little Shady Grove, as sweet as a brandy wine. There ain't no girl in this old world that's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
Vanessa Wayne and Bob Muggeridge and Elaine Clark and friends, and something there called Shady Grove. And when they do get that on a CD, and I'll play something from the CD, maybe that one, maybe something else. We'll see if it's changed. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan M.K. Glad you could be with us. And hopefully you're enjoying this kind of mix. And I almost forgot to play that, so I'm sorry. I was starting somewhere else. I kind of need a secretary. I don't know, maybe it's the cold medication. It's that time of year, you know, the weather's changing and we're all getting colds and being a little bit dimmer than usual. So I have three bands coming up, and they each have significant anniversaries. And we start off with a band from Wales called that I've played before, Callan, C-A-L-A-N. And they have been together for 10 years now. And so they're celebrating their 10th anniversary to mark that. They've released a CD. And it's a fine young quintet. You might remember having heard them before, but each of them are incredibly talented on their own instruments, a very dynamic sound, a great stage presence. They've played lots of major festivals in Europe, getting a start on ones in North America as well. They were here in Canada this past summer, in case anybody happened to catch them at a festival. They've had a bit of difficulties with border problems in their U.S. tour, but I don't really know why they'd want to play in the U.S. anyways. You know, it's best to avoid that country until they can learn to play nice. But anyway, Callan blends fiddles and whistles and guitar and harp and bagpipes and that traditional reed instrument from Wales called a pibgorn, made from a wooden pipe and the horns of a bull, you know, that sort of thing. And they do some great dancing as well, and usually reviewers often refer to their dress code. It's very, very natty dressers, as they say. But they began by busking in the streets of Cardiff, and they were raising money to pay for their university fees. So you see, it's a good thing, young folks, it's a good thing that university costs a lot of money, because otherwise this band may not have started, because they wouldn't have needed to busk in the streets of Cardiff. So by some sort of convoluted sense or way of I'm thinking, and we're arguing for higher tuition fees just so we have better art. I don't think that's really what I'm arguing for, but you get my point. So this is from their CD, and I'm going to play two tracks because we need to hear two. You know, I'm just sort of bowing to the public pressure here. So we'll hear the Swansea Hosepipe, and it's an instrumental piece, and then Tale of Two Dragons, and this is off of their recent release, Deg 10, D-E-G, and slash 10. So it's a bit of Welsh, a bit of numeracy there, and it just came out not long ago.
touch the sky. The sun it rose with morning, but those walls had tumbled down. The castle stones had crumbled and lay scattered on the ground.
Hey, oh,
dandy pieces of music there from Callan, from their recent release, simply celebrating their 10th anniversary. And so happy 10th anniversary to Callan. We head on to another band, also from Wales. Oddly enough, I'm playing more music from Wales than from Canada. I'm going to get in trouble with my own programmers here who say, where is the Canadian content? But there you go. When you have a world music show, that's what happens. But this is the second anniversary band, and this time they're marking 20 years in the industry. Jamie Smith's Maybon. They were formed from a couple of families in back in 1999 and around there, playing homespun, I guess it would be 1998, I guess, if I do my math correctly, kind of arrangements of Welsh folk dance tunes, and they're from South Wales. They spent some time in Brittany and France, Lorient. They're at that huge and well-renowned Festival Interceltique, and every summer they'd perform in the fringe there, and they became sort of a legend in the off festival bars, and it was a lot of work, but it certainly honed their skills and their abilities. And they have a fiercely loyal fan base and a great collection of stories from traveling, lots of tunes, increasingly more original tunes of different styles and textures based on other parts of the Celtic world, and they're referred to as an inter-Celtic band, which is a great title. The last 10 years has really seen a sort of a steady path to more recognition. I understand, I think that they're coming to Canada next year, or maybe they were in Canada. The press releases were a little bit vague, but I certainly hope it's the former, that they are coming to Canada next year in 2019 as part of their 20-year anniversary, and that we'll all get a chance to see them. They, in order to recognize their 20 years together, they're releasing their 7th album. In fact, it was just released just a couple of days ago, I believe, officially anyways. And so it's a true exploration of different forms of Celtic music. It has some recordings of audience favorites from the last score of years on the road, and a couple of new settings. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that CD, and the CD is simply called 20. Makes it easy, right? And it's called the first one is called The Ridiculous Thinker, which opens the CD, and it's a lovely. It opened, you know, they've recorded it many years ago, but it kind of shows the shift toward adding sort of a more expanded lineup and more rhythm and hipness. I don't know if that's really a term that we should be using. To the music. And the second one is called The Accordionist's Despair. I'm just playing it just because for those accordion players I know out there who will then live shadows of their former lives, because they'll be working on trying to figure out how to play this song themselves. And I'm, you know, I apologize to you accordionists out there, but this is the way it goes. Sort of accordion-led, a great band. And I think if you can, you'd be happy with any of their CDs. We'll start off with a track called The Ridiculous Thinker. This is J.D. Smith's Maybaum. Thank you. All right, you young accordion players out there, you too can play like that if you just devote your entire life to the accordion. That was Jamie Smith's Mabon. M-A-B-O-N is the third word there, and check them out. That's a wonderful CD called 20. We have time for one more band, and this is a band that is celebrating their 50th anniversary of touring. That's amazing. I'm not talking about the Rolling Stones. I'm talking about the Tannehill Weavers, and they are marking this year 50 years as a band, and they come from Paisley in Scotland. And they talk a lot about, obviously, in their songs, about the connection between the two distinct cultures, the mystic Celtic culture of the north, of the highlands, and the old Anglo-Scots culture of the lowlands, which was forced together. And people like Robbie Burns and Robert Tannehill and so on were able to write poems and music that then instilled a number of generations and made them survive, or allowed them to survive the Industrial Revolution and so on. But it's this material which has made their 50 years together. They were born, as I said, at a session in Paisley in Scotland. They're named for the town's historic weaving district and for the local poet laureate Robert Tannehill. Many of us grew up, who were in the Celtic field, grew up on the Tannehill Weavers. I remember hearing them in the 1970s maybe, and I thought they'd been around forever then. And I just saw them a few years ago at a festival here in Canada, and they were saying some of the same stuff. They're two of the same people, two of the sort of founding members as well, so they've really stuck with it. And it's a combination of, actually, they were the first. I'm playing one of their tracks in the background just because I can, but they were one of the first bands in Scotland to add the full-sized Highland bagpipes on stage presentations, and to do so successfully. And so that, which has become a trope within many Scottish Celtic bands, was started by them. But they've been touring America since the 1980s as well, and everywhere. They've rotated pipers a little bit, which you want to do, basically. You want to rotate your pipes, or, you know, sort of like your tires. But they're pretty solid. And this is their CD called Oireacht. And what can you say to a band that has stuck with it for 50 years and done such good quality music? This is something... it's called Christchurch Cathedral, which shows the really quieter side. And then I'll play a set of tunes, the Gordon Duncan set, which is about five different tunes where the pipes actually make their appearance. But big congratulations to all those bands, but especially to Tannehill Weavers for 50 years together. Lots of good music. Thanks for joining me, and hope you can join again next time, wherever you are and however you joined. Do take care of each other. Happy trails. More of the Tannehill Weavers.